This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Galloping into your ears, into your mind for another hour of conversation. It's the 15th of March. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. The good news is that the annual inflation rate has fallen to 6%. It was 6.5%. It was up over 7%. I think it was actually close to 8% at one point during all of this huzzarai. It's still uncomfortably high, but going down to 6%, given all of the situations, the bank failures, that sort of thing that we've been talking about here since the weekend. So where does the Federal Reserve go? There's a dilemma for sure that turmoil is the reason for pausing the interest rate hikes. And that number, the inflation number, is also another reason to pause interest rate hikes or to just stop them. There's inflation, and that's why they started doing all of this stuff. But, 6%, it's twice what it was a year ago at this point in time. That's not good. That's one of the reasons that there were problems at these two banks. And then if you look around the country, Jay, the shares of mid-sized banks, regional banks, went up yesterday, went up the day before, after they fell on Monday. They really fell like a rock. So the pressure that's been on the banks and the banking industry, they've created their own situation like they always do. And the government doesn't do enough about it until it's too late. The Silicon Valley Bank stuff, any simpleton can look at what was going on there.
Yeah.
And could have foretold of the problem that is there.
Well,
the collapse.
These are banks that do a lot of work in high tech. So what does that say for the future of technology, too? There's a bank that looks like it's on the brink of collapse in New York, and they are heavy into crypto.
Yeah, right, exactly. So what does that tell you? Meanwhile, the Facebook company, Meta, however you pronounce it, Zuckerberg, says they're going to lay off 10,000 employees. This is the second time since last fall that they laid off all these people. What does that tell you? Is business bad, or artificial intelligence giving him an opportunity to just make more money? Not sure.
Well,
I'm not clear.
They heavily rely on algorithms for different things that just miss the human touch. So, yeah, and what is it? You said 10,000? There's about 76,000 that currently work for Meta.
For Meta, yeah.
So they just keep going down and down.
Yeah. Speaking of going down and down, a Russian warplane collided with a U.S. drone over the Black Sea yesterday, over international waters. This is the first time there has been a connection. We're not supposed to be over there with our soldiers, but that doesn't mean we've given them all kinds of armaments. And this is one more reason. Yesterday, after all of this took place, there was a continued call by more congressmen to lay off Ukraine. I think that support is not, well, I shouldn't, let me be careful about this. Support for Ukraine is not waning, I don't think, among the American people. But the amount of money that we have thrown at this without us really having an accounting of where all of the money, all of the armaments, all of the tools of war that we have sent over there, it hasn't been good for the U.S. taxpayer. It's been great for the military-industrial complex because they love to see war started all over the place. Great for their stock. But in the meantime, on pins and needles, walking on eggshells, people in that part of the world and other parts, the world is so small now. Whenever anything happens, if Putin's got diarrhea, the world knows about it in 14 seconds, right? I don't know if he has diarrhea or not, but...
I was going to say, I feel like that was the bad example of one.
listen, whatever. Anyway, meanwhile, there's, you know, there's other stuff going on besides all of that. I don't want to spend too much time on it. I just find that there is, it's perplexing. We all know what's happened, and I think we all know why it's happening. Warren Eckstein was just here a few minutes ago talking about the pet. He's our pet guy, but he also was talking about being in California. I came back from California on Monday just as the storm started. This is the most recent storm, and there are a lot of levees that are mid-state and upstate that are failing because of all of the water. The storms continue to hit California, kind of as a rewrite to the history. This is, you know, this part of California, the southern part, is a desert. Los Angeles County is a desert.
Mm-hmm.
And what going all the way down and inland, so all this rain, it's to be expected they wouldn't get much rain. So now they don't, you know, the real thunder thud here is the fact that they are not collecting the rain so that they won't have the problem. And this guy, this clown, Gavin Newsom, wants to run for president. There's no, he's got, I got more leadership in my thumb than that guy has in his whole body. Yet he's an opportunist, so let's see what kind of stuff. I know Jennifer loves to talk about him. Wouldn't it be interesting if Jennifer says that Larry Elder is thinking about running for president. Wouldn't it be interesting if Newsom was running as a Democrat and Larry ran as a Republican, given what happened in California last year with the recall?
That would be interesting.
The only reason Gavin Newsom won the recall, or didn't lose, is because they used Larry Elder as the whipping boy. Look at this guy. He's a black guy who's a Republican? Wow! How can that be? And then, you know, they said all sorts of things about him that just weren't true. But the news media out there loves those, I was going to say liberals, and I don't want to, that's become a silly word, actually, in my mind. The media, the news media, not the media, the news media is all over these guys. And you got to wonder why. What is there about them? Or Ruddy, on the other hand, in Newsmax, what's his fascination with Trump? Why are people so fascinated with these individuals?
Sometimes
what is
it? It's like the new reality show. A lot
yeah.
of times you watch the news and you feel like you're watching reality television, especially
yeah.
when it comes to politics. And something that
right.
Jen and I had discussed earlier in the week about Newsom is that he is more than likely going to run for president. If it is not in 24, it's in 28. He is.
Yes.
We can't imagine him not running for president.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was interesting. Well, there's a couple of these transgender things that I want to talk about here for a minute, if I may. Sarah Huckabee, Sarah Huckabee, is the new governor of Arkansas. And she signed legislation yesterday making it easier to sue providers of gender-affirming care for children, which probably, in effect, reinstates a ban on this kind of care. She signed the law, which doesn't take effect until this summer, that allows anybody who got gender-affirming care as a minor to file a malpractice lawsuit against the doctor. And that means, and it goes 15 years. So after you turn 18, when you're on your own, you can sue the doctor. What I don't understand, Jay, honestly, I don't understand all this gender-affirming stuff and how it's gotten into the minds of children who are 8 or 9 or 10 years old, my grandson's age, that maybe they're not really boys, they're girls. I just, is like mind-boggling. My mind wants to explode when I see this sort of thing or hear about it. Banning gender-affirming care for trans youth. How at 8 years old do you know whether you're a trans youth or not? I mean, what is that?
That young of an age, it is kind of a tricky topic because there are some people who do feel like they are a different gender than the sex they were assigned at birth. And they carry that into adulthood. Other times, maybe you have a little girl surrounded by brothers or a little boy surrounded by sisters, and they're just into what they their siblings are into, and they're not thinking as much of, well, I identify this way and this is how I'm going to always be. It might just be a phase. And at that young of an age, it's hard to determine whose life this is actually how they feel, and it's a legitimate feeling versus where it's a phase. And I use what's their daughter's name? Shiloh. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. Their daughter Shiloh went by James, or no, John. He went by John for a long period of time, and he considered himself a boy and one of the brothers. And then as he grew up a little bit more, he started to feel more like herself, and like, no, you call me Shiloh, and wearing dresses and everything. So I think when it's at such a young age where you're so many of us are still trying to figure out who we are to begin with as a person, as a human being, it can get a little tricky because there is that fine line where it could be legitimate, it could be a phase.
Well, here's another one. Wellesley College, which is down the road from me here, a historically female women's college, has voted to open admission to all non-binary and transgender applicants. Okay, so what is that? The term non-binary, I understand transgender.
Non-binary doesn't identify as female nor male.
Well, what are you then?
Non-binary.
What does that mean?
There's a lot of stereotypical things where we put people in boxes. Men go to work, women stay home with the children once upon a time. Men do these certain house chores while women take care of these certain house chores. Men are supposed to be masculine, women are supposed to be feminine. And in today's society, that's not the case. You can have a very feminine man, a very masculine woman.
Yeah.
People share home duties and chores, and these are just examples. But some people do feel like they don't necessarily fit into the stereotype of masculine nor feminine.
I want to talk a little bit more. Let's in the next half hour spend a few minutes before we meet Dr. Benjamin talking about body positivity, whether it's healthy or harmful. Let's do that as we move ahead on the Good Day program. It's 18 after the hour now.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. Their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Half the hour now. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, boats, RVs. Want protection on the road and on the water? You can save a lot. Check it out. 800-PROGRESSIVE. Also, you can go online to progressive.com. Why not? Right? Makes good sense. Okay. Paris Hilton is in the celebrity spotlight here. Social media trending with the things that are coming out of her memoir that was published this week. She's now 42, but she goes back to the time when she got into trouble as a teenager. And that's one of the things that a lot of people are focusing on with regard to her honest accounting of her earlier years, bringing her to where she is right now. So at least an allusion to that story and some of the other things that are in this memoir when we continue here on Good Day.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
This is Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Wow, this is a good song. I like this.
It's a bop, huh?
Yeah, it is a bop. I've never heard this song before. I do now remember that she was trying to sing or trying to become
a
singer.
Well, and she's a DJ. She's like a world-renowned DJ, too.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, so this book, The Simple Life, but no, the book's not The Simple Life. That's the name of the show that she was in. The memoir, Paris, the memoir, has been published this week. A lot of people are talking about some of the stories in there, including her young teacher named Mr. Abercrombie, who apparently had a crush on her when she was 13. What kind of a creep?
Yeah, this was her eighth grade teacher, and she said it actually took her years to realize she was a victim, that she was being groomed. And he told her he had a crush on her. He got her phone number, called her almost every night. They'd spend hours on the phone. He'd explain that she is amazingly mature and beautiful and intelligent and misunderstood, and would continuously remind her, given their 13-year age difference, that Princess Diana and Prince Charles also had a 13-year age difference. Priscilla Presley was 14 when Elvis fell in love with her. Kind of making everything seem like, quote-unquote,
that makes it all right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he even visited her at the house when her parents were out of town.
But didn't they catch her in the back seat of the car with this guy at one point? Isn't that part of the story? It seems to me.
It was just like all kinds of an inappropriate relationship. But and she said it took her decades before she actually spoke the word pedophile in terms of him.
Yeah.
And this is something we've asked, or kind of a question rhetorically, in a sense of whenever there's a victim of somebody of sexual abuse or something, how come it? Why does it take so long occasionally to come out?
Always
about it?
Maybe the
question. It's because they don't realize they are a victim in the sense.
Yep, could be. Well, she came of age about that time. Or no, she got 18. She in Hilton Hotels. She got $40 million when she was 18 as inheritance. All right, that's that story. 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A Russian fighter jet dumped fuel on an MQ-9 Reaper drone, then struck the propeller of the surveillance drone over the Black Sea in a brazen violation of international law, causing the unmanned aerial vehicle to crash. Russia insisted its warplanes did not hit the drone in international waters near Crimea. Republican Representative Michael Waltz from Florida on Fox News says Russia does not get to decide anything we do in international waters.
We should be putting 3 drones back in there.
Another sign of America's terrible economic condition, Meta Platforms, a parent company of Facebook, says it's planning to cut roughly 10,000 jobs over the coming months. Meta chief executive Mark Zuckerberg is calling it the year of efficiency. A federal judge in Texas will hear arguments today in a case involving the abortion pill brought on by a Christian group attempting to save the life of unborn children. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, etc., whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. Half the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, not a program for dum-dums. You got to be on the ball if you're going to get what's going on here on the Good Day program. Here's some good news, Jay. Jay Kirshner is with me. This is as a result of all the interest in metal detectors. The detectives in Europe have struck gold again, this time in Germany. Has a lot of earrings and coins.
Yeah,
have
the whole
turned
gold
up.
Board.
Yeah, right. This is stuff going back to the Byzantine era, which is 1240 BC or in that area. The Danes were very much in charge of that part of Germany at the time, and so that's how they figured out. They could look at the coins and when they were made. What do you suppose these things are worth? Anybody say? what this stuff is all worth.
Now, yeah, but you know there's going to be something of, like, some kind of auction that goes up if these don't end up in a museum somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is always, whenever they unearth things like these, how did they get buried in the first place? In the sense where it's an 800-year-old gold hoard, clearly somebody was hiding this. Like, they buried it. But whenever you find one or two misplaced items, how did that end up in that location buried underneath? I always kind of wonder the history of not just the time era it came from, but what actually happened. How did it end up lying there at
That'd
this
be
location?
Interesting to know. Yeah. It's one of those various things that we don't know that are interesting to know. Here's another one of those things interesting to know. Arthur Conan Doyle, the author of a lot of popular Sherlock Holmes stories, is apparently one of the people back in the 19th century that helped to popularize skiing. He had a home in the Swiss Alps, and whatever, his wife was sick. And so he had to go down often into Davos, into the town, to get things for his wife, Louisa. So he apparently made his own skis. And he was interested in skiing, you know, to take care of his wife. I thought that was interesting. I thought skiing had been around a long time before that, but apparently not. Skiing is a fairly recent thing.
And now it's recreational, where that was
necessity. Exactly. Yep, right. All right, I want to, just before we go off onto that, I want to go back to the body positivity thing for a minute and what is going on with people. But I saw this and I thought, well, this is not good news, but it's something that is worth a moment or two of our time. The story of an elementary school teacher in California, who was arrested yesterday and charged with inappropriate behavior. She had been texting pictures of herself to a 13-year-old.
Nope, can't do that.
So she was arrested, child sexual abuse to charge, sending lewd photographs and videos to this kid in the sixth grade. She'd had this youngster when he was in the second grade, apparently. What in the world?
So she held out long enough for him to become like 11?
Yeah. What's the matter with
people? That is awful.
What in the world? She was the teacher of the year at this school.
That goes to show there are so many hidden layers to people, so many other things that can be going on. We don't really know what is going on in somebody else's life when we are not in front of them. Like, everybody has such a vivid life that we are living. And, oh my goodness, teachers should never even be contacting students, even with just like a hello message, let alone
sending. The reason it caught my attention is because we were talking a few minutes ago about Paris Hilton having that inappropriate relationship with her eighth grade teacher. But she said the reason she did is because she felt that it was a way for her to get noticed. She came from one of the wealthiest families in the country. That name certainly synonymous with all kinds of things. But hey, all right,
trying to get noticed.
Yeah, trying to get noticed. All right, here's before we get to Dr. Benjamin. Going back a little bit to the whole business of what this binary stuff is about and how people are concerned about their body, to be sure. So is all of the stuff, the focus on this, healthy or harmful? Which is it? I think, and by the way, this goes back not just to talking about the binary movement and what your gender is and all that stuff, but remember 10, 15, 20 years ago, there was a fat acceptance movement that started, and there were a lot of people, I know Bill Maher did a monologue not long ago, criticizing the body positivity or fat acceptance movement. Basically, what they're trying to do is normalize the rise in obesity in our country, which is not something to celebrate.
Well, but also acknowledging it doesn't mean somebody is unhealthy or like the whole beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and fit into a specific body type, where the body positivity movement is more about promoting acceptance of all body types, regardless of shape, size, skin tone, what we were talking about before, gender, physical abilities.
But is it right to be supporting somebody who's grossly overweight and bound to become sick and to have that?
Well, that
be
sounds
acceptable.
Like it's between the patient and their doctor. Like, for instance, I am medically obese. I am considered obese. And while I have health issues, none of them are in regards to the amount of fat that's in my body. They are in regards to.
I wouldn't say looking at you that you're obese. I would never think.
But medically speaking, to my BMI, I am.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's one of those things that it's really, as far as how unhealthy somebody is in the standpoint of their BMI, how much fat they have compared to muscle in their body, some people from the outside looking in, somebody may be like, oh, you have cellulite and some chub, that's gross or whatever, where the doctor is like, no, you are healthy. You have a great blood pressure, cholesterol levels. You have the perfect amount of what your blood sugar should be. And I think that there is this connotation from the outside looking in that has been instilled in us that if you do not look, as a female, if you do not look like a Victoria's Secret model, then waist,
ridiculous.
Big boobs, big butt, there's something wrong. And that's kind of what the body positive movement encourages, that as long as you are healthy, that's between you and your doctor again, but it really doesn't matter what you look like. Own yourself. And when it comes to what people wear, if you feel comfortable and confident, you are going to look 10 times better than somebody who is wearing like the most expensive, extravagant thing who is uncomfortable in it.
It's in your head. Beauty is in the mind of the beholder. I know, I think a lot of women who might be considered, I don't like the Paris Hilton look. That doesn't appeal to me. I like the other look, the bigger, rounder, that just happens to be my preference. Anyway,
beauty is in the eye of the beholder, where it's like, take Paris Hilton against Lizzo, who are two specifically different body types, and they are both equally as beautiful.
Right. Okay. O'Reilly Auto Parts wants you to think of them for all your car care needs. Get the parts and the service you need fast from the pros, the professional parts people at O'Reilly. In a moment, you're going to meet the man who fixed my eyes. Can he fix your eyes? That's the question. Arthur Benjamin is with us right after this.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello,
and Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is logging his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
44 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Okay, you've heard me talk any number of times over the past month or so about my eyes, and what I had done. I was really, in a way, I was tired of the glasses, and they kept changing, and you get all kinds of different exams, Jay, and you never, I'm not satisfied, I wasn't satisfied wearing glasses, so I came across as the result of my, people always ask me, why do you get all this stuff in Los Angeles? Well, it's because I have more time there to do these sorts of things, and my daughter put me on to Ryan Stiebel, who's a great ophthalmologist. All right, here, I'm going to ask Dr. Benjamin the same thing I've asked many other eye doctors, and I still don't know the difference between an ophthalmologist and an optometrist. All right, you're on. Dr. Arthur Benjamin from the Benjamin Eye Institute here with us. What's the difference?
Good morning, friends from Los Angeles. The difference is that optometrists are doctors of optometry. They really focus more on glasses and contact lenses. Ophthalmologists finished medical schools, residency programs, and so as a board-certified ophthalmologist, I don't just treat disease medically, but also do surgery. So, and had a chance to do yours, as you remember.
So, how could I forget?
Cataract surgery is really something. It's the most commonly performed procedure in the Medicare system, as far as I know. And by age 65, when most people become eligible for Medicare, I believe something like 50% of patients have already had surgery. So it's a very common procedure. And it's becoming more and more common, and it's done at an earlier age now because it is such a quick and precise and safe procedure. We do it with the help of a femtosecond laser. So modern cataract surgery is done with a laser. And the recovery is so quick that as soon as we roll the patient out of the operating room, they can already see better than they did before. So very satisfying procedure for both surgeon and the patient. It's done under topical anesthesia. That means just eye drops. I mean,
I was surprised when it was, I had all kinds of, I didn't have misgivings, but you teased me because it took me 3 years. I'd known you for 3 years. It took us 3 years to get to this point. I don't make decisions like this quickly. And, you know, I was back and forth with a couple of different people, and you and your, I suppose, bedside manner as much as anything else. But the idea of having someone do this to your eye, I think, puts people off, even though, as you've said, lots of people have had this surgery or something similar to it. So what's the difference, I guess? A lot of people listening, they've heard of LASIK surgery. What's the difference between what you're talking about and LASIK?
Right. So LASIK is what we call a corneal refractive procedure. LASIK is a procedure that we do on a cornea. LASIK is actually an acronym. It stands for laser-assisted in-situ keratomelusis. LASIK is usually done with, of course, it's done with a laser, but it's a different kind of laser, and it's on a surface of the eye. Cataract surgery is involves actual removal of a cloudy lens and replacement with a lens implant. And
That's what I
right. Now, but, yeah, exactly. And the LASIK is usually done in a laser suite. We have one in our office. Mm-hmm. You've probably seen it, this area behind the glass. Cataract surgery is done in an operating room. So it's usually in a surgery center, ambulatory surgery center.
One of the things I liked about... Go ahead. Well, we're running out of time. I wanted to acknowledge the, and I want you to come back in because I think this is something that a lot of people are considering. And by the way, if you are, why not call the best, Dr. Benjamin at the Benjamin Eye Institute. Go to BenjaminEye.com, all right? E-Y-E, obviously, BenjaminEye.com. Dr. Arthur Benjamin here on Good Day at 10 minutes for the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
From Three's Company theme song. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, video man. Knows all about all the good stuff that we can watch, spend our time, whether it's film, television, whatever. All right, so this was an entertaining show, Chucker, wasn't it?
I thought it was very entertaining. Actually, we play that this week in TV history, March 14th, 1977. Three's Company premieres on ABC. John Ritter, Suzanne Somers, Joyce DeWitt, Norman Fell, Richard Klein. I thought a tremendously entertaining show. Yeah. Very edgy for its time, no doubt about it. And then what happened on that show is a couple years in, Suzanne Somers felt that she was one of the big reasons that the show was so successful, wanted more money, held out. The network refused to give it to her. And then they changed, flipped cast. They bring in an actress named Jenny Lee Harrison and Priscilla Barnes, two actresses, to sort of replace her role. Norman Fell winds up getting his own spin-off show on The Ropers. They bring in Don Knotts as a character, Furley. They didn't miss a beat. I thought no matter what the cast, as long as John Ritter anchored it, that show worked extremely well. Wasn't exactly poignant, but it was funny. They did a great job on that show.
It was funny. You're right about that. All right, some noise about the next Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice 2, and Jenna Ortega. She is...
She plays Wednesday on the hit Netflix show Wednesday, which is a variation of the Addams Family. Tim Burton spearheaded that show. He also directed the episodes. He is the director of the original Beetlejuice. I believe the story to be true because the major trades are reporting it. They speculated a sequel. Now, Beetlejuice, Doug, came out in 1988. It was a big hit, very entertaining film. Michael Keaton's title character, Beetlejuice. So Beetlejuice is an iconic pop culture character in film lore. So they've talked about a sequel forever. I never thought it would happen. Michael Keaton's now 70, but and he's going to be coming back in a big way over the last few years with Birdman and a lot of different films. He's going to be Batman, Bruce Wayne, and The Flash in June. I think this is a perfect time to do a sequel to Beetlejuice, almost 40 years after the original. Hard to believe, but Jenna Ortega is very popular. She's also the star of Scream 6, a very appealing young actress. I guess she's going to play the daughter of Winona Ryder's Lydia character.
Is Winona Ryder back in this?
Yes, they're going to bring back Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, and Catherine O'Hara will be back alongside probably Jenna Ortega. Not going to bring back Gina Davis or Alec Baldwin.
No.
But listen, I think this is primed to have high interest in. I think it'll be a most high interest, sought after, anticipated project if this actually does materialize, which I believe it will finally.
Speaking of things that are anticipated, South by Southwest is about to take place, and so there's a lot of yak about who's going to perform there. Apparently, Tilda Swinton is doing a keynote at South by Southwest. She's talking about, among other things, the pandemic and how she's over it when she makes a movie.
Good. I'm glad she's over it. If she said she was still into it, I'd be disappointed.
But she was told to wear a mask at all times, and she said, I said to whoever told me to wear a mask, I'm not. So there you go. Whether that's important or it's not.
That should be a personal choice, no?
Yeah. She's in Problemista, apparently, which is supposed to be out this week, isn't it? Is that one of the movies that's out this week? Did I read that somewhere?
I do not recall. What do you think of this story? It's being reported that Quentin Tarantino's 10th and maybe final film. There's reports that he could retire after this. His next film is going to take place in the early 1970s, Los Angeles, and it's about a female film critic. Many speculate it will be about Pauline Kael, who was working at Paramount Pictures at the time, became a major film voice in film criticism. I love that idea. Think of a movie about a film critic in the 70s, the height of the golden age of movies directed by Tarantino. I'm on board. I like this idea.
Really?
A lot. Yeah, I do. There's so much rich possibilities in this story. He wrote the script himself. Everything else is top secret, like all this stuff.
Are you excited about the end of the Goldbergs series finale?
I don't really watch, so I can't say my excitement is very high.
No, neither do I. People are trying to get people excited about it. It's kind of like, oh, who cares? All right, well, listen, somebody probably cares.
10 years on the air, a long time.
Obviously. Yeah, that's a good time. I like
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.